With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez. Undocumented immigrants are in fear of being approached by immigration and customs enforcement officers every day. Two teenagers here in Fresno are still processing what happened to their dad earlier this month. Sandra Hernandez is 15 years old, and she can't get this one Tuesday morning out of her head.
All I was thinking at that time is just that I wanted my dad back. I wanted him to get in the car and for us to go to school like any other day.
Her father, Hugo Hernandez, was pulled over by ICE in Central East Fresno on November 5th. It was about 7:30 a.m. and he was taking Sandra and her 16-year-old brother, Eduardo, to school. Eduardo says it was just like any other day.
I told my dad to take me to school early because I needed to turn in work that day, and it was just like having a conversation in the car, you know, normal conversation. Next you know, the situation just happened out of nowhere.
They got pulled over. Eduardo was in the passenger seat, and he says he didn't know it was immigration officers until he saw ICE printed on their black uniforms. Sandra was in the back seat of the car recording the encounter on her cell phone. Here's some audio from that day.
Go ahead, step out the vehicle.
Excuse me. My dad wants to know, what is this?
I need to talk to him. He needs to step out of the vehicle. Hey. So with the la cara,
keep the... No, I plead the fifth.
Let's go.
I plead the fifth.
He pleads the fifth. He can't talk.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I don't care. He needs to come out. I gotta talk to him. Not
the ICE officer opens the car door.
Step out of the car right now.
He's gonna tase you.
Step out of the
what
car.
What do you got in your hands? Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
Step out of the car. Okay. Step out of the car.
Hugo doesn't get tased, but an ICE officer reaches into the car, grabs his arm, and pulls him out. Eduardo is on the phone with his mom.
Ma! Le arrestaron los padres.
ICE has just arrested his dad. Eduardo tells his mom to call an attorney. Now, Hugo is represented by Linda Barreto. She's an immigration law professor at the San Joaquin College of Law and director of the New American Legal Clinic. She says there are several instances in the video that are legally and constitutionally concerning.
We could say that by ICE putting their hand into the vehicle, that could be constituted as a trespass because that's Hugo's property and he wasn't allowing them to enter his property.
She says that's out of the ordinary.
And then also, as far as asserting his rights, you hear the officer say, I don't care about that. And that, I think, can sum up the video in general, is that ICE didn't care about Hugo having any rights, and ICE didn't care about the children in the car.
Barreto still hasn't learned why ICE detained her client. But she says ICE doesn't have the authority to do routine traffic stops. She says ICE usually targets people who are an enforcement priority.
And usually those are people who have been convicted of particularly serious crimes, things that involve danger to society. And Hugo doesn't have that, to my knowledge.
ICE did not respond to requests for comment. Hugo was at the Mesa Verde detention facility in Bakersfield waiting for his bail hearing. In the meantime, Eduardo and Sandra try to stop reliving that Tuesday morning, but it's really difficult.
I didn't went to school for 2 days, and I decided to go to distract myself, but it's kind of hard because it's like a videotape I'm replaying every time in my head. And that day that I went to school, I started getting headaches, and out of nowhere, and I felt like throwing up.
I ended up missing a week of school, and I still miss days of school on days that I feel like, you know, because there's days where I feel confident in going to school, but then there's days where I just feel like, you know, it's not good for me to go to school, and I can't keep on pretending like I'm really strong and that nothing's happening and that my dad didn't get snatched away from me out of nowhere.
But the brother and sister did show up to a Faith in the Valley meeting this week to plan a march in support of keeping immigrant families together. Ariana Martinez-Lott, a regional coordinator for the grassroots organization, lists some ideas on a whiteboard.
What is the world as we want it to look like? Why did we choose to be here today?
That immigrants shouldn't be hiding in fear, that they should be able to have the same as opportunities that any other citizen has.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra and her classmate, Angela Sanchez, sit together and hold hands. Angela says when situations like this happen, it makes a whole community fearful, and it's affected her family too.
I always thought Fresno was a safe place, but I was wrong.
Yeah, because it happened to her dad, and I'm afraid it's going to happen to my dad any second. Like, when I, every time I go, like, outside, I can't, I'm afraid that one day my dad is going to go missing.
They say the Immigrant Families March will take place sometime in December. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.